Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, the total global death toll from COVID-19 topped 2 million. The U.S. leads the way with more than 390,000 deaths. Health officials say that by March, a new and more infectious variant of coronavirus will likely become the dominant strain in the U.S. Florida added 188 new deaths today and nearly 17,000 new coronavirus infections. The prosecutor leading the investigation into the pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week says authorities have no direct evidence that the rioters were plotting to assassinate officials. The comments from Acting District of Columbia U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin today came after prosecutors said in court papers filed in the case against one of the rioters that there was strong evidence that the mob intended to capture and assassinate elected officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there may be a need to prosecute members of Congress if any are found to have assisted the pro-Trump rioters in last week's attack. Governors in some states have called out the National Guard, declared states of emergency, and closed their Capitol buildings over concerns about potentially violent demonstrations. Demonstrations are expected at state capitals, including Tallahassee, beginning Sunday and leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Tallahassee's mayor is asking Governor Ron DeSantis to deploy Florida National Guard troops around the Capitol complex this weekend and through the middle of next week. House Speaker Pelosi is offering no clues on her plans to send President Trump's impeachment to the Senate for trial, but she made clear today that Democrats intend to move swiftly on Joe Biden's legislative priorities, including funding for coronavirus vaccines and relief aid. Pelosi said Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion plan is a matter of complete urgency. That suggests the bill could take precedence over Trump's second impeachment trial, but many Democrats have pushed for an immediate trial. The trial could begin by Inauguration Day if Pelosi sends the article to the Senate by early next week. MSNBC is reporting that based on the latest poll by Pew, Trump is leaving the White House with the lowest job approval of his presidency, 29%. Today, Ken Welch filed his paperwork to run for mayor in his native St. Petersburg. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports on the announcement from the former Pinellas County Commissioner.
Around 10 a.m. Friday, Welch, along with his wife Donna and daughters Kenya and Kiana, walked into City Hall to meet the clerk. It's been a long time coming for the 20-year County Commission veteran and a move that runs in the family.
I'm super excited for what's about to happen today. In a few minutes, I have an appointment with the clerk to do the same thing that my dad did 30 years ago, and that's to run for mayor of St. Petersburg.
Welch's father, David, served on the city council in the 80s and was only the second black council member elected in the city's history. A third-generation St. Pete native, Welch's filing comes as no shock. He flirted with the idea of running 10 years ago, but opted out. Last year, he chose not to run for re-election to the county commission seat he'd held since the year 2000. He quickly racked up prominent backing from the likes of Congressmember Charlie Crist and St. Pete Councilmember Lisa Wheeler Bowman. Welch said that while continuing to combat COVID-19 would be the overarching challenge for any mayor, his priorities include smart growth for the city. That includes development that doesn't shut out folks whose backs the city was built on, like residents of the South Side. While on the county commission, Welch fought for the creation of a community redevelopment agency in South St. Pete. He said one of the challenges is its uniqueness.
Staff is used to CRAs investing in things, and buildings, and facilities. This CRA is the first of its kind in the county, and it's supposed to address poverty. It invests in people so they can uplift themselves out of poverty.
Welch said one of his top priorities will be using CRA funds to combat poverty on the South Side. He said he'd also focus on what becomes of Tropicana Field decades after its construction displaced many in St. Pete's black community.
Tropicana Field is not a blank slate. It's a slate that's etched with the sacrifice of an entire community. And so as we look at jobs and office space and the transportation hub and perhaps an expansion for a community center, all those things are important, but it needs to be done right, not quickly.
Welch joins a growing field of candidates. Currently, the biggest competition includes Councilmember Darden Rice and former state representative Wenge Newton. Mayor Rick Kreisman's current term will be his last due to term limits, leaving candidates to vie for the open position. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV in St. Petersburg.
Eight companies are vying to be the master developer of the 86-acre Tropicana Field site in St. Pete. The Tampa Bay Times reports today was the deadline to submit proposals. City development officials within Mayor Rick Kreisman's administration now have an idea of what construction and planning experts in the private sector believe can be built upon that site and at what cost. All I-275 lanes of the Howard Franklin Bridge will close from 8 tomorrow evening until noon on Sunday, weather permitting. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, and damp. Rain early, overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app. Have a great weekend, and please wear a mask.